This is our first tour actually supporting the CD. It's been out for like 3 months. So we were sitting at home as the CD came out, which we were a little bit bummed about, but it's cool because we jump right onto this tour and amazes me every night. Kids know the words and they're singing along. And it's like, you know, we've been playing it for 4 months already out there. And it's been really awesome. And I'm glad that kids are liking it because we're really proud of it. So
I think that this is like the first record where we actually got to play what we want to play. I know that the last record was a little bit more breakdowns, more screaming, stuff like that. But I guess as a band, we kind of just wanted to grow up and play better. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the reason that is just because, I mean, the first album came out and, you know, we were on a rise. And there's like, I think you don't even like consciously think of it, but, you know, in your head, you're like, well, we're on rise. Devil Wears Prada's on rise. Attack's on rise. You've got to like, it's almost like you need to fit that scene, you know? And on this new album, we just decided, you know, let's be ourselves. I'm not saying that isn't us because of those songs, but with this new album, we got to actually really sit down and just think about what we really wanted to do as musicians. We've been playing music together for like a while and growing as musicians and artists, and this new album is definitely like what we wanted to do. So we've been playing Do It Now, Remember It Later, because that's like the first single we won. It's got a lot of energy. It gives the kids the chance to like, you know, sing with us. It's like a really easy whoa part in the beginning to do. And then we've been playing Tally, but we're thinking about taking that out and putting If You Can't Hang In, because we just put out a new music video for that song. It's coming out in a month or so. It seemed to be the song that a lot of the kids really enjoyed on the album. If you look at the iTunes sales and stuff, that's like a lot of the purchase song is If You Can't Hang and it's on to play. So, and Jesse really likes.
I mean, I think it's If You Can't Hang or Tally. I know we have like a popular song on there, Who Are You Now? Like really, really poppy, super catchy, which is cool, and that's us. We have the acoustic song, which we love doing acoustic, that always goes with you guys. So it's the same kind of thing, comes in full band at the end. But I mean, my favorites are If You Can't Hang, Tally. I feel like it's rock and roll. I feel like it's catchy still, but it's like a good mix of, you know, those.
My favorite song, thanks, Jess. Can you just hold it down just a little bit? My favorite song on the album is Postcards and Polaroids. And the reason it is because it's just a really solid song. Every time I listen to it, I feel like it's the perfect song that we've written so far, like structure-wise, melodies, it just flows so well. And every time I listen to it, I'm just really proud of it. As far as performing, though, I really like If You Can't Hang.
He has ADD.
His name's Joe Cano or Jack and Coke.
He just
really likes Coca-Cola products.
He totally does. And terrible ADD. But the good news about that is anywhere we are, like there's a lot of boring times on. I mean, you're not playing shows the whole time. Exactly. But let's say you're in like this weird industrial place with, let's say you're in a, you know, a flea market and you're just fucking just, you know, only Jack would do in this situation. He'd be running all over the hats and like, oh man, this is so cool. All the time. Actually, 5 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, dude, I am wired. Oh. He's just like nodding.
He has a lot of energy on stage too, which is awesome. And he's a beast at solo, so.
He's a beast at solo.
He's the beast at souls.